online at thompsonking.com.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
To have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Wednesday, April the 8th, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We have a lot to do today. Now, this is a Wednesday show. We're not going to have a Friday show since it's Good Friday, and we've been doing that lately the last few years, and I like that. I think that's certainly the right way to go about that. It is this Sunday is the most important holiday. And Good Friday certainly is a great day to take off remember and celebrate, like I said, the most important holiday that we have. So we won't have a Legends Friday segment this week. Just didn't feel like going through the Legends Thursday. And anyway, we are going to move back Josh Williams to tomorrow. Paul Strela will be with us tomorrow. And I haven't heard yet from Jinx Patrick. We'll find out that and have him tomorrow or Monday. Certainly looking forward to that. Outside of that, there's some pretty interesting things going on in the sports world still. And I do appreciate that. I mean, in the end, I've always said this. Someone said to me many years ago, what do you do in the off season? I was like, well, there is no off season. I said, what are you talking about? Well, somebody's going to get fired. Somebody's going to do something stupid. Somebody's going to get arrested. There's somebody's going to have some controversy. And we've got that today via Mike Gundy. Not that he said something stupid, but a lot of people are attacking Mike Gundy, head coach of Oklahoma State. We'll tell you what he said a little bit later on. Also, I'll tell you what Dabo Swinney said in response to the to his optimism and positivity. We'll talk about that. There's a little bit of local news here, the All-In Ball that so many of you enjoy and some of you participate in and help raise money for Dabo and Kathleen's All-In Foundation. That ball has been postponed. We'll talk about a later date with that coming up a little bit. And you know it's big news when maybe the biggest or slow days or slow time in sports where maybe the biggest news of the day yesterday was either the Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform release or the accidental release of leaked photos of the Atlanta Falcons uniforms or Tiger Woods having his champions dinner at his house with his girlfriend and his two kids with a green jacket on for the champions dinner like he'd normally have at Augusta National. So besides that, it was kind of a slow day in sports. There is something to get into today. Obviously, we've got the win total stuff that, John, we did the ACC yesterday. We're going to get heavy into that today and the SEC coming up. But I think the major topic that I want to get into today is, did you have any issues with what Mike Gundy said? And I'm going to read to you what he said here in a second. And also, what does it mean? And I started crunching some numbers last night. And by sports league, and so a couple things is the PGA Tour is going to be the easiest to come back. and then NASCAR, and then the NBA, then the NFL, Major League Baseball next, then the NFL, then college football, because of the logistics and the number. For instance, I am guesstimating by my math that it's going to take 300 people per college football program to come back. That's 100 players and 200 support staff. And that means maybe more than that. That's just a guess of how many people it takes. And so how's that going to work? We'll talk about that. The other thing I want to do from you today, and we're going to do this via our text line, via our Twitter feed, and on our phone lines. When we start talking about coming back and what it's going to look like coming back, let's take college football, for instance. We'll talk about each one of these sports all together. But what would it take? Like, what am I not thinking about? Because inevitably, me not being an administrator, not being trained as an administrator, there are some things out there I'm not thinking about. What I am thinking about is players, coaches, trainers, doctors, managers, secretaries, support staff, strength and conditioning guys, food part of this, all the food workers, the lodging of these guys, and you know the cleanup crews and things on these lines. That there's tons of things that have to go into bringing these guys back on campus. And Mike Gundy wants to do it May the 1st with his staff and players soon after that. So that might be a little bit quick. We'll see. Even though there's some more great news out there from the University of Washington's models that they're talking about a mid-May peak now, and they're talking about on the downside now, and they're talking about 20,000 less deaths in their latest model, down to 60,000 deaths now instead of 250,000 American deaths. We can talk about all this stuff as the show goes on. So let's go over what would it take for each sport, how they're going to differ in coming back. Isn't it great we're talking about coming back? What would the PGA Tour look like? Who all has to come back with that? Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL, college football. What are we talking about? Horse racing, the Indy racing, NASCAR racing. So what are the logistics? And what's going to happen here is I'm going to mention some things by sport, and then somebody's going to come up and say, oh, yeah, well, how about the clock operator? I'm going to go, good point. Got to have a clock operator. You know, stuff like this. So let's get into that today. Looking forward to this show, because what it does is make you appreciate everything that has to go on anyway. And so and kind of give you a time frame of how long this thing's going to take. And the other keys, I mean, obviously testing, daily testing, the treatment meds. I've keep pounding the treatment meds. Obviously, later on a vaccine. What is it going to take for fans to get back in the stands and all of that? I mean, it's a big, 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 big deal. Mack Brown made a statement: if it's not safe for fans, it's not safe for players. I disagree with Mack Brown. Getting 300 personnel for your football program back to your deal is different than getting 80,000 fans in the seats and the support it's going to take for all that, all of the security back in place, all of the concessions back in place, all the parking back in place. That's a little bit different deal than getting 300 people ready. 80,000, Mac, is more than 300. So we'll talk about that certainly as the show goes on. The producer of this show, as I broadcast from Studio G today, we're back in the garage. I don't know why I hadn't moved back out to Studio P. We'll do that here as it warms up even more. But Studio G today, and we're back in Studio 1A, is our producer, our engineer, our whoobie, if you will, our security blanket, the most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina, the keeper of the rose, John_height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey, Mr. John Height. How are you doing back in Studio 1A, buddy? How are you doing back in Studio 1A, buddy?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Blessed, blessed, blessed. Holy week. Blessed, man.
Well, not only is it Holy Week, Mickey, but today is a high holiday, and I just want to wish you a happy holidays today.
Now, let me think for a second. Palm Sunday.
Right.
Today is something, right? Like, I know, you know, Good Friday. We have Easter. Today is Wednesday. What are we talking about here, John?
Today is a happy University of South Carolina football day.
Is this when they played their first game? Is this when they were founded?
No. Today is just, I want you to take a look at the calendar. What is the month? What is the date?
Hold on. Ouch, man. Today is 4-8.
Yes. Happy Gamecock Day.
Because they went 4-8 last year.
Exactly right.
Wait a minute,
and
buddy.
Next year we'll be celebrating on March the 9th.
No. Hold on, pal. You can't
maybe
do this.
February 10th. I don't know.
No. You can't stick
maybe
it to the
May
Gamecocks.
Maybe May 7th. I don't know.
No. You can't stick it to the Gamecocks right off the bat, can you?
I think I just did.
Oh, my goodness.
This rivalry's not going into quarantine. Rivalry's not forced into a stay at home. Uh-uh.
You know, Clemson can't have a date unless we're in England.
Well, no. We'll just count the 14th month?
Yeah, but and like in some European countries, I think I'm right to say this, they'll say 14-1, like January the 14th is 14-1-20. I think I'm right about saying that. So, I see some people list it that way, maybe. So Clemson, the way we list it here in America, we can't have a Clemson day.
No.
Keep winning 13 and 14 games. You can't be 13-2, 14-1, 15-0. There is no O in there anywhere. There's no zero in the calendar month. But you're telling me that since the Gamecocks went 4-8, since today's April the 8th, this is Gamecock Day.
Happy Gamecock Day.
Boy, sticking it to your rival, John Hyde. Huh? You didn't even wait, man.
I ain't even had the coffee yet.
Now. No. Goodness gracious, buddy.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
I'm trying to give them the respect they deserve and a happy holidays.
You know what, buddy?
You know what? Next year, win some more games, we'll celebrate in the summer.
You're talking about June the 6th, maybe.
I certainly ain't talking about July 5th. Yeah, good.
When's the next time we get to September or October with South Carolina? Will there be another October Gamecock Day?
There will be rings if there are.
My gracious, man. Come out swinging, buddy.
Yeah.
I want
to see if the people are awake.
Swinging.
Got to see if everyone's awake.
Well, they're awake now. Now that you've done that to them.
Are the roosters crowing?
Yeah, you've got the, you just go ahead and just send out the big haymaker. You're like a Mike Tyson fight, man. You can get the second round, you're going to come out in the first round, just hit somebody in the mouth.
Well.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, to quote the head football coach, my kids' grandkids won't live long enough to see this become a rivalry.
Dang, buddy. Dang.
If you don't think I got that whole little rant memorized, you're sorely mistaken.
My buddy has the Bobby Knight rant memorized. If you want to guard somebody, you know, if you think I'm taking that 4-8 record up to Purdue or whatever it was, then how's it? What's he say? You know, where he goes, I got to get my buddy to call in and do it. And he can't do it because it's profanity laced, but it's.
Of course, it's Bobby Knight.
I'll make you think that you're the club man or whatever. maybe you will, but I won't. Anyway, so catch me up, buddy. What was your day like, the pre-Gamecock day? What was 4-7 like for you after we got off the air?
Did an hour with Brad Sinkoff yesterday. Had a good time.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I always have a good time going on there. Their nice little program they have there for 9 to 12.
What was the hour? What was the content like? I didn't get a chance to hear. What were we talking about?
Somehow, some way, we ended up playing the win game for the East Carolina Pirates. Not good. Not good. Really looking forward to week 3 when Norfolk State comes to town. That was bad. We did some NFL. We did some draft talk. Kind of talked about Tua maybe, where some fits.
Tua.
And, you know, we had a good time. We did that. And then we talked about you know, kind of irrelevant NFL teams, maybe who should still be around, who shouldn't. There were a lot of people getting in that the Jacksonville Jaguars a pointless franchise, so to speak, that they haven't really accomplished a whole lot since they've been into existence. And, you know, we started the conversation of, you know, in college or pro sports, what teams need to be good for the sake of the sport. And that was a fun conversation.
Yeah, I like that conversation. I never really understood that because, I mean, there are people who hate, like, the Yankees, and they go, well, the Yankees need to be good for baseball to be good. Oh, yeah? Well, I hate the Yankees, you know, if people say that.
Right.
Or people say Notre Dame or Alabama or what. I don't know. For me, I think Clemson's the team, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I personally think my team needs to be the one,
yeah,
but,
that's
you
what
know.
I'm saying. And if you want to stink Southern Cal or Texas, whatever, hey, knock yourself out. Just stink to high heavens if you want to. I don't care about that. But, yeah, I like that conversation. Hey, how about segment two?
I want to continue what we started yesterday with going through the Caesars win totals for the 2020 season. And since today is the highest of holidays, I figure we would go through the Southeastern Conference.
I like it. Let's do it. We'll do that after a short break. I wanted to mention this. First, or let me ask this. Well, let me tell you, first of all, Drake and I had a great day yesterday. His mom had to go to work and
yeah,
provide
we need
these
a little
meals
man
for these kids.
To start this thing.
Man, he was in the best mood all day. We pushed the wagon around, got in the wagon. We went on a walk. We played in the sandbox. We played in the yard. We threw the ball. He's a really good thrower, man, and he's amphibious. No, just kidding. He's ambidextrous. He throws it back and forth with both hands. And so he was just in the best mood, and he was happy, and he took a two-hour nap, two-hour and 15-minute nap.
Good for him.
Never happens. But we had just the best time, and Mary came home, and she has that day off today. They did a two-for-Tuesday. They did a hard meal, a hot meal, and then a cold meal for the kids today. So in-laws coming in town. My mother-in-law's coming in town today. So it's a really good day. I'm going to get out on the golf course a little bit today. It's going to be great. Oh, by the way, you see what the temperature's going to be today?
I have not.
Oh, let me tell you about this, John Hyatt. High today of 85 degrees.
Ooh. Have to change.
How about that? Yeah, but high on Good Friday, which we're off, high of 64. On Easter Sunday, the high is going to be 63, and then Monday it's going to be 80. Anyway, so crazy weather coming, but that's good. That's good, and no rain in sight. It's going to be great. Well, rain actually on rain on Easter.
Well, what can we say? Jesus likes it a little cool when he rises. I don't know.
No doubt about that. About two or three years ago, I got overwhelmed. Leading up to in the days around Easter of just what that holiday is. And ever since, I just get this moving, overwhelming feeling of what he went through, what he knew he was going to go through, what he went through, and why he went through it. And, man, I get this. These next two or three days are really, really, really emotional for me. And it sets the tone for everything we do, knowing that what he did for us. That was awesome. But just quickly, and we're up against one here, John, but just quickly before we take a break, did you have any problems at all with Mike Gundy and what he said about coming back and how soon he wanted to come back?
I mean, not really. I mean, we can't sit here and defend Dabo and slam Gundy too much. I think he was a little more crass with it. I understand where he's coming from, wanting to get the economy in Oklahoma back and wanting to get his players back.
Dude, now that Joe Exotic's not there, you got to have something to do in Oklahoma.
I mean, there's got to be a mullet with power in that state, as we've come to realize.
There is a huge void of mullet man there now, so you got to get real mullets in there.
And he's a man, you know, right. And so he can handle it.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from. Should he have maybe used different wording and said different things? Yes, but if we really start nitpicking every single thing a college football coach says when they're not wordsmiths to begin with.
Well, look, let the guy have some hope and let him feel what he wants to feel. I'm not going to rip him as a result of that. Now, Pat Forty ripped him. I mean, just ripped him.
Well, I'm not telling surprised. You, man,
these national sports writers that are so doggone self-righteous, man, they are so self-righteous. That and so judgmental on personal attacks on these guys.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Dabo also responded to Mark Packer on his show. We'll tell you what Dabo said a little bit later on. But and I'm up against the break, but I just got to leave you with this. I'm gonna mention this several times throughout the day. Have you seen the latest University of Washington models?
I have not.
For COVID-19. John, I hope you're sitting down.
I am.
The peak, they moved the peak up from April 16th to April the 11th, which is just 3 days from now. They have moved the number. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the total deaths in the United States reaching, their models reaching 250,000 people.
Right.
We told you that model continues to come down. And when we told you this on yesterday's show that the model was 81,000, overnight, because of the way we're handling this thing and what we're doing, the model's now down to 60,000 deaths that they're projecting.
Wow.
Now, again, that's 60,000 families.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to make light of that.
60 is greater than 81. I mean, it's better than 81. 81 is better than 250,000. So some really, really good news. Some things are working, and there's some positivity that's going on out there. And these medicines and the vaccine work that they're doing and the social distancing that we're doing, all these things that we're – so some great news headed out there now. We'll continue to talk about that. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Segment two with John Hite right after this.
The drive-thru is open, and the food is the real deal. Buy 20 Supremes and get 5 free, all for just $25 at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Your Pie Clemson takes two things seriously: delicious pizza and personal safety. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health-conscious as possible. Reduce your exposure to crowds and take your order to go. The Your Pie app allows for convenient ordering and quick pickup of your fresh pizza, salad, panini, or pasta. Also, now featuring curbside pickup. Order online, pull up, and call the store, and they will bring your order out to you. Your Pie, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson. TCC Verizon in Central, Belton, Powdersville, Anderson on 81, and Toccoa is staying open to keep you connected safely and help you with all your Verizon needs. We have implemented a new curbside service option where you will receive full wireless service without having to leave your car. Just pull up to your local TCC Verizon store and call to let us know you're here. Call or text 864-506-2289 between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday for an appointment. Stay safe and healthy, and know TCC has you covered.
George Coleman Ford is offering big savings right now with great financing packages. All new 2019 models, excluding Super Duties, are available with 0% interest for 84 months. And your first payment isn't due for 120 days. There are never any hidden fees at the dealership with multiple President's Awards. George Coleman Ford, four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest. Offer good with approved credit when financed with Ford Motor Card.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
My kids love to play in our yard, but so do
fire ants, weeds, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builders Southern Triple Action takes care of all three. Now, with just one bag, you can prevent fire ants for up to 6 months, kill dollar weed and clover, and feed for greener grass so your lawn thrives. All guaranteed, only from Scott's. One application, triple action.
My kids' playground is back.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Southern Triple Action today.
I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham, Smith & Archinold Attorneys at Law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham, Smith & Archinold.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome back. John Hite, man. Going after it this morning. Good for you, dude.
It's our state.
You know what? It's a rivalry still. What are we going to do? Forget there's a rivalry out there? What, do we all of a sudden, now we're just so nice, we're going to forget that stuff? Good for you, buddy. I like it. Hey, the health there, Sailor Health. It's a Sailor Health coaching program. It's already been in the front lines for 5 years, helping people reverse the high-risk symptoms of type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and sleep apnea and IBS, and you're going to lose dangerous belly fat, and they won't stop now. If there's ever a time to take the health there, it's now. Build your immune system. Take advantage of their virtual program, their grocery delivery, and their health coach phone support system. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. The keeper of the calendar as well. Not just the keeper of the roses, the keeper of the calendar, segment two with John Hyatt.
That's hilarious. well done. I want to go through, you know, we did this yesterday with the ACC. Over next today and tomorrow, go through Caesars 2020 win totals for college football for this upcoming season. And we'll start. You know, these are all done alphabetically, so we'll start with the Crimson Tide of Alabama sitting there at 10.5.
I got to pull up some schedules here.
All right.
Bear with me, since we're doing this alphabetically. 10.5, use it, Alabama, you really like it.
Right.
However, at 10.5, John, I still like over because Alabama, they're going to be favored in at least 10 games, maybe 11 games. And even, I mean, so those rare games that they're underdogs, you know what, we'll see how he reacts to that. I think the key to this whole thing, okay, Georgia's obviously a key. At LSU's obviously a key.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some key games in here, and don't get me wrong, Alabama has question marks. All of you out there trying to bury Alabama, we're not. I believe in Alabama. I think they're a top three team. However, my questions are not about Alabama. My questions are about Southern Cal, which they open up with, Texas A&M in November. What's A&M going to look like the week before Auburn? Both those games are in Tuscaloosa. But remember this now, if Alabama, let's just for the sake of argument, say that Alabama loses to either Southern Cal or Georgia, and Tennessee's better than we think, and somehow with that big offensive line at Tennessee, they can upset them in third Saturday in October, or LSU beats them. Let's say Alabama comes in with two losses. What do games in Tuscaloosa feel like, the A&M game? What's that feel like? With now, you know, two losses in Tuscaloosa means doom and gloom and nobody shows up anyway. I don't care if we do have a virus or not and people are going crazy there. What does that feel like? And then what does the Auburn game feel like? So, you know what, as much as I like to say over, and I think I've kind of talked myself into under now, Southern Cal, Georgia, at Tennessee, at LSU, Texas A&M, and Auburn, are they going to be able to go against that six, isn't it right? Southern Cal, Georgia, at Tennessee, at LSU, A&M, and there's six games.
Yeah.
Are they going 5-1? Because if they go 5-1, then they're not going to lose to Ole Miss or Kentucky or Georgia State or Mississippi State or Tennessee Martin. But if they got to go 5-1 against that part, I don't know, man.
I wish I knew more about what Mac Jones was going to be this year.
Or Bryce Young. Here's a very big question with Alabama. Very big question. I think Najee Harris at times shows us that he is extremely talented.
Absolutely.
And he is a guy that looks like as good as anybody outside of Derrick Henry they've had. He looks like Mark Ingram, right? He looks great. But there's not been that consistency. Mm-hmm. And can Najee Harris, I think, don't get me wrong, Jones is really, really, really important. Don't, you know, and they're going to miss two of the four wide receivers. But let's look at Najee Harris for a second. As Tua went down, let me get my game logs up here to see about. As Tua went down, they did depend on him a little more. So in the bowl game, it was 24 carries for 136 yards and two touchdowns. The last regular season game, Auburn, 27 carries, 146 yards and a touchdown. Had 146 against LSU. Had 105 against Tennessee, 114 against A&M. 110 against Southern Miss. At the same time, 7 carries for 36 yards against South Carolina. 13 for 86. Well, you know, 13-86 is good, but 17 for 88 against Mississippi State. So is he ready? I think he is. I think that Najee Harris is going to have a huge year. And we'll be the one Heisman contender at Alabama this year because I think they're gonna pound the ball more.
I agree. I think they go back to running. I think if Bryce Young ends up taking the job, they may go back to how things looked under Tua, but I don't know if at any point it'll ever be as much air raid as it was with Tua, especially the year before with Mike Locksley running the show.
Right. So we're going to see. That being said, man, that's a tough schedule.
That's a tough. I would put him at, you know, I think 10.5, that's a great number for Alabama because I could see 11. I mean, it's, you know, obviously you could see 10 as well. So I don't see them going under 9, that's for sure.
No. But
I wouldn't even put A&M in that category in terms of like an upset or Southern Cal, really.
Well, let me give you a little A&M thought here, just a second. We're going to get A&M later in this segment or the next segment. A&M, this is what momentum looks like in seasons. Remember last year A&M had Georgia and had Clemson and had Alabama, and you're like, my goodness, man, that's three of the top four teams in the country in the preseason.
They had an actual meat grinder schedule.
Right. Now, let me give you this one, because I'm only playing devil's advocate with you here for a second.
All right.
Open up with Abilene Christian.
Okay, so they're going to jump into the top 10.
All right. Then North Texas.
Are we looking at a top 5 team here, Mickey?
Then Colorado.
Oh, buddy.
Then Arkansas.
Oh, they're going to have a phenomenal September. You know, kind of like the way we've talked about South Carolina as well. I think they're going to come out the gates hot because versus the difference between them and South Carolina. South Carolina, I think, will actually play a couple people versus them in that month. And they just that we're going to be bought a we're going to be tried to be bought a false bill of goods there. They're going to try to sell us that, and I just don't.
Let's assume 4-0 in September, though.
All right.
Can you see them going to Mississippi State and winning in the fifth week at Mississippi State?
I can.
All right, that's 5-0. Can you see them beating Fresno State at home?
Yeah.
That's 6-0.
Okay.
All right. Let's say it's 6-0, and the belief and the confidence that goes on there. I'm going to give them a loss at Auburn. I think they can beat Auburn. Let's say they beat South Carolina, and that's 7-1. And let's say they beat Ole Miss, that's 8-1. And let's say they beat Vanderbilt, that's 9-1. They're 9-1 going to Tuscaloosa. Jeez. That feels different. Now, they end up with at Alabama and then LSU in back-to-back weeks.
See, I think they lose both of those.
They could. But my point is that like a 9-1 A&M team going into Tuscaloosa feels different to them, and maybe they have some confidence going in. Just a thought there.
If they're going to need it at that point, if it goes the way you do.
No doubt.
We'll get to their total here in a second, but
they're
going to need every bit of it. The next team is our favorite former offensive line coach, Sam Pittman, and the Arkansas Razorbacks at 3.5.
Yes, sir. 3.5.
You mean Philip Hall dogs ain't going to turn that thing around? This.
Let me remind you of this, buddy. In my lifetime, I've seen Arkansas win Orange Bowls. I've seen Arkansas in the top 5 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Arkansas be like, you know, win 10 and 11 games and be this powerhouse. And now we're talking about 3.5 wins.
Yeah.
Look at. Let's do this just a second. Now, we got some time, right? There's no other sports scores we need to go over anything. I mean, can I do this for a second?
Yeah.
Look at what Arkansas has turned into. Now, this is crazy. Again, let me back all the way up here. In my formative years of watching this thing, in the 70s, Arkansas has been number one it's not my lifetime. They've never been number one. That was in 1965. But in my life, in 1977, they finished third in the country. In 75, they finished seventh in the country. Lou Holtz had them third in the country, 11th in the country, 8th in the country, 9th in the country. Lou Holtz was there Lou Holtz was there 7 years. In 4 of the 7 years, they finished in the top 11 in the country, including 3rd, 8th, and 9th.
Mm.
Ken Hatfield had back-to-back 10-win seasons there. Holtz had 11 in one season and a 10-2 season. And they've won Orange Bowls. They played in the Sugar Bowls, played in Cotton Bowls, played in Orange Bowls. And now let's look at what the Brett Bielema years. They go 3-9, 7-6, 8-5, 7-6, 4-8. The Chad Morris years, 2-10 and 2-10. Isn't that crazy? Petrino won 11 there, by the way. Petrino, and I didn't realize this. In 2011, Arkansas won the Cotton Bowl and finished 5th in the country after going 11-2.
Yeah.
Here we are. Since then, they had John Smith for a year.
Oh, what a beautiful disaster that guy was as a head coach.
Five bad years of Bielema and two bad years of Chad Morris and Barry Lunny Jr.
Who?
Isn't that crazy? Barry Looney Jr. last year took over for two games.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
Remember the former quarterback they've had there?
Okay.
Man, so you're talking about going from 11-2. You realize they've had, since that 11-2 season, and that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In the last 8 years at Arkansas, they've had three winning seasons, and they've had 1, 2, 3, 4. They have five seasons. Five of the last eight seasons, they've had four wins or less at Arkansas. Mm.
I think they need to bring the Reverend back.
The Reverend Houston Nutt.
Yeah, exactly. Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, run the football.
So the number there is three?
3.5.
3.5. Okay. They play at Notre Dame.
Loss.
Let me give you four. Let's try to find four wins.
All right.
Can they beat Nevada in week one under Sam Pittman? I don't know.
I genuinely don't know. But I think you would think they're more talented.
At Notre Dame.
Law. Yeah, they're not winning that one.
At Mississippi State.
No.
Texas A&M at home.
No.
Charleston Southern's a win. That's two.
That's two. We're halfway home.
Alabama.
No.
LSU.
No.
Boy, it's a great time to have season tickets to get A&M, Alabama, LSU coming there. Tennessee. How about that? Now, that's a week off in between LSU and Tennessee. You get Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee all coming.
Yeah, a week off, though, before Tennessee. I'm high on Tennessee this year. I really like that line play, but, I mean, Tennessee hasn't been there yet. You know, there's a chance that Arkansas could pull an upset if Tennessee's feeling, you know, a little fat and happy about themselves.
So at Auburn.
No, I don't.
Lane Kiffin coming to town.
I like Ole Miss there. I don't think Arkansas can stop Ely.
You got Louisiana Monroe. That's a win.
That's three.
And then Missouri at home.
Can they beat Missouri on senior day to get to four?
I don't know.
I think they can.
I just don't know. Isn't that crazy to think about? And if you do, you've doubled your win total from last year. The last 2 years. You've equaled your win total for the last 2 years.
You really have.
Do you like how there's 14 SEC teams that we've done two?
I mean, doesn't hurt from a... We can space this thing out, like you said. We don't got any sports scores to get to.
Let's finish the SEC. I know you'll do alphabetical. Let's do the West.
All right.
In the next segment. So we got four teams in the West we'll do when we come back. How about that? The Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Let's the Patterson Tax Service take care of you. They'd love to, folks. Here's the bottom line is you're practicing your social distancing right now. You're not going out. You got to have the essential business. You have to have your taxes done. Now, if you want to email them again, if you've got a scanner, you can scan all your documents, email them to them, find out how, go 859-8289, 864-859-8289. I can tell you, though, what I know about the virus, this is safe. They have an envelope. You take all your documents, you put them in the envelope outside. You put your name and your phone number, and you put it in a Dropbox. There's hand sanitizer right there on their table. You can use your pen, but you can just use their pen, whatever. Use a hand sanitizer, get back in your car. You come back, they can bring it out to you, and you take it, and they do all the information by home, your payment, all the kind of stuff you do by phone. You get your vouchers. And you go online or you mail them a check, whatever. The bottom line is they're very, very safe there. But the reason they're doing that is they're in their busy season right now. Not only do they want to make you feel good about you being safe, but they can't have their employees, man. They're locked and loaded right now. They're rocking and rolling. They can't have employees out. So they're protecting their people, too. I love the Patterson Tax Service. I love the people there. Joni, I had a great long conversation with Joni the other day, and Russell. I have daily conversations with Russell. Not daily, but, he texts me saying, hey, this just came about. This came about. Remind people of this. I'm telling you, the expertise, they're on top of this thing. Get it done. Get it done now. It's the Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289, PATTAX.com. The over-under, rest of the over-under win totals for the SEC West right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Light them up right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Take advantage of the Cooper Tire Spring Event going on right now through April 20th. Purchase four qualifying Cooper Tires at the Pendleton Tire Company and claim up to a $70 prepaid card by mail. Choose from the great options like the CS5 Ultra Touring, the Discoverer AT3, or SRX. Give Joey or Zach a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips and Tipsy Taco. Mr. Knickerbocker is coming soon. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
I'm wondering if you're Damon Granger, friend of mine from Granger Nissan, how do you come to the thing saying, you know what, nobody else is doing this. We're going to do a lifetime powertrain warranty. I mean, like, that's stepping out there pretty good. You know, that's different than some people have, like, free tires for life. Well, you're building that in, like, on the cost, you're building that all in there. Free oil changes for life. Eh, it's kind of a gimmick, you know. Some people do it, and I get it, but you're paying for that. On the idea of lifetime powertrain warranty, there's no way to build that in. Like, how many transmissions would ever go out in a brand-new Nissan 10 years from now, 15 years from now? They're going to be in business 20 years from now. Somebody's transmission might have issues 20 years from now. If they still own the same car, then they're going to get a free transmission in. So you can't build that into your models, right? So I like that, man. And what he's trying to do there and what he has successfully done in our family is he's going to put your mind at ease So, matter of fact, there's other warranties that they can sell you, or other people can sell you. And I'll just tell you right now, like with that one, they're going to give you. How about that? We get these off-brand people that send us stuff saying, hey, we'll put for your new car or whatever, we're going to give you these warranties. Like, no, that's okay. I'm covered, man. I don't have to buy anything. Granger Nissan gave it to me for free. Ask about the lifetime powertrain warranty. Call Granger Nissan. Ask about it. They'd love to help you out. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. All right, John Hite. Since we are in the middle of preparing for football season, since Mike Gundy says, hey, man, May 1st, we're coming back. maybe a little premature. You know, I'm an optimist, dude. I want to believe in optimism. But maybe a little bit early there, Mike. But since we now know that for sure we're going to play college football, that Dabo and Mike Gundy said we're going to, we're talking overall win totals, over-under win totals from Las Vegas and what they're saying about the SEC. We gave you ACC yesterday. We flew through two schools in the last segment. I'm going to continue segment two with you now. And let's continue down the SEC West. What's Auburn? And this is the hardest team in the country year in, year out to figure out. What's Auburn saying?
At the most Auburn line in the history of time, 8.5.
All right. Alcorn State is a win. Yep. I'm going to tell you the biggest game outside of the Alabama game, and this is crazy because they play at Georgia, they play A&M, they play LSU. The biggest game for Auburn of the year outside of Alabama is North Carolina.
Yep.
Because, and people are saying, you're crazy, that's the ACC, that's a basketball school, whatever. Hey, you should beat North Carolina. You think you beat North Carolina and everything's hunky-dory and you go on. Lose to North Carolina, and that's possible. They get 10 returning starters. All right, so lose to North Carolina, and let's see what that looks like.
By the way, props to you for on Happy 4-8 Day for bringing up the fact that a loss to North Carolina can derail a season. I respect that. Well played.
You're relentless, man. You are relentless.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Good for you, buddy.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Relentless. You aren't letting up.
Nope.
You're going for the wood chipper today, aren't you?
If Clemson goes 4-8, I expect a station in Columbia to do the same.
You are going to wood chip South Carolina today.
What's the goal?
Going Fargo on them. Goodness gracious, man. Yeah, that was my point. Yeah. No one looked at South Carolina's schedule last year and said the biggest game of the year is going to be the North Carolina game. If South Carolina beats North Carolina, not only do they go, that's an extra win, so they go 5-7, the confidence that arises from that, who knows? Maybe you don't lose by 20 to Tennessee. Maybe you don't lose by 20 to Missouri. Maybe you win a game in there you're not supposed to win. Sure, you're going to lose to Georgia. Oh, you beat Georgia. Sure, you're going to lose to Alabama and Clemson. At that point in time, maybe you lose to Georgia. Who knows? But the point is that it gives you some confidence in there. Let Auburn lose to North Carolina. All of a sudden, the very next week, you go to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. That feels different.
Yep.
Let them lose to North Carolina at Georgia feels like Everest. And then A&M. And then at Mississippi State becomes a bigger deal. And then don't forget, you finish the season with LSU at home and at Alabama. So that sets the tone. Now, on the other side of it, we know how Auburn is, the most emotional team in the country. Beat North Carolina after beating Alcorn, and now you go to Ole Miss, you win that one, beat Southern Miss, you're 4-0, beat Kentucky, you're 5-0 going to Athens. So, in a crazy world, I know it's a little ACC, but that game is the biggest game. I don't know how you tell with Auburn, though. I'm completely 100% lost for Auburn at 8-9.
One of my biggest questions for Auburn is they're having to replace one of the better defensive lines in the country. And if the sophomore slump is a thing, what does Bo Nix look like in a sophomore slump? I'm kind of worried about that. But then again, with Chad Morris there, and there seems to be some offensive unity between Chad Morris and Gus Malzahn, does this tremendously help Bo Nix and puts him over the hump? It's so difficult to tell with Auburn.
I think if you watch Bo Nix, now he was a freshman, so and he's going to make. I think he's going to make a jump. I think he's going to get better. Mm-hmm. With that said, though, if you watch Bo Nix, if you didn't pay attention to Auburn and you watched Bo Nix last year, you would say, "Hey, man." He beat Oregon, and his dad played at Auburn, and he's really emotional, and he must be a really good quarterback. He's a freshman, and he beat Alabama and Oregon last year, and he must be this great player. Is he?
I really
because
don't know.
let me give you some of these games. Now, on the positive side of it, against Mississippi State, he went 16 of 21 for 335, two touchdowns, no picks. Mm-hmm. That's a great game for him.
Yes.
Okay. Against Ole Miss, 30 of 44 for 340. No touchdowns, no picks. That's okay. That's a great game. Let me give you some other games, though. Even in that Oregon game, 13 of 31 for 177, two touchdowns, two picks. Against A&M, 12 of 20 for 100 yards passing, one touchdown, no picks. Against Florida, 11 of 27, one touchdown, three picks.
Ew.
Against LSU, 15 of 35, 157 yards, one touchdown, one pick.
Wait, that's against not Kevin Steele's best performance the last couple of years.
Against Georgia, 30 of 50 for 245, a touchdown, no picks. Against Alabama, in this great 48-45 win, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 of 30 for 173, one touchdown, no pick.
Wow.
In the bowl game against Minnesota, 17 of 26, 176 yards, one touchdown, no pick, and a 31-24 loss. They remind you that Minnesota beat Auburn last year. So, yeah, his dad played at Auburn. He's emotional, and his dad was emotional and showed tears in the sidelines, and he beat Auburn, and he beat Alabama. Yeah, but what did he do? Just look at it. And it wasn't a great year for Bo Nix by any stretch last year.
Next team we have here are the defending national champion LSU Tigers with their total at 9.
So much to replace. Both coordinators, Heisman Trophy winner. There's some pieces back. I think Jamar Chase is as good a wide receiver as we've seen in the college game in a long, long time. He's great.
I agree.
But much like that Auburn-North Carolina game, the Texas game in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Lose to Texas. You still got to go to Florida. You still have Alabama at home. You still got to go to Auburn. You still got to go to A&M. So you go – you got at Florida – at Auburn, at A&M, and to get Alabama home. I mean, that's – I don't think they're going to fall on their face. But this looks like a 9-3 kind of deal to me.
LSU kind of worries me the more this offseason goes on. I don't want to take anything away. They whooped Clemson. They won the game. I don't want to sound like that type of a fan. But you lose, like you said, all the pieces they've lost. And what an odd offseason. You know, you're bringing in all new, you know, coordinators. You can't practice. I'd never want to really get into someone's personal life, but let's be clear. This hasn't been the best offseason for Coach O.
Well, he's looking for another trophy now.
There you go. I see what you did
trophy
there.
Trophy wife. Yeah, I see what I did there. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, but, I mean, there's no sense of normalcy. And we always see in sports, you know, after the – it's really tough to repeat. It's tough to come back. And I don't know. I just feel like there have been a lot of things, unfortunately, going against LSU. Because I like Coach O. I enjoy – pull for him. I do. But I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of things that aren't normal and that aren't really going their way and we're not really talking about right now.
I agree.
I just think it's so bizarre.
I agree 100%. I think you spot on this one. We've done A&M. We talked about A&M's schedule. Yeah. What's A&M's over under?
9.5. And you had him at 9.
Yes, that's too high. Let's do the Egg Bowl here. Give me Mississippi State first.
6.5.
All right, went 6-7 last year. Out of conference, they go to NC State. NC State's terrible.
They should win that game.
They have out of conference New Mexico. That's 2. Alabama A&M. That's 3. And Tulane. That's 4. Well, Tulane might be a game there.
Tulane, we'll give them a game.
At Alabama, at LSU. You get Auburn at home, and you get A&M at home, and you go to Ole Miss. That's a tough schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And give me Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is at 5.5.
All right. And for folks, don't text me. I know I'm saying gimme because I'm kind of joking about it. Baylor, open up season with Baylor. Later in the year, you get Auburn at home, Alabama at home, Florida at home. You go to A&M, you go to LSU. So, Lane Kiffin, buddy.
Tough year one.
Now,
because it's this 4-8 day. Yes. You've proclaimed this as National Gamecock Day.
It is.
What's South Carolina?
5.5
Win game quickly. You ready?
Yep.
Win game Wednesday. Coastal Carolina?
Win.
East Carolina?
Win.
Missouri?
I think they win home. That. I think they win that.
I agree. At Kentucky?
I mean, you know I want to troll him this morning, Mickey, and there's nothing almost more fun outside of Clemson beating Carolina and Kentucky beating Carolina. Well, I give Carolina the win.
4-0, Mike Bobo's a genius. At Florida?
Loss.
Tennessee at home?
Loss.
A&M at home?
Loss.
At Vanderbilt?
Win.
Georgia at home?
Loss.
At LSU?
Loss.
Wofford at home?
Win.
At Clemson?
Loss.
6-6
That's the highest win total I've ever given them.
June the 6th.
Next year there will be a parade. Will Hootie be playing?
Yes.
And will he bring the Blowfish with him too? Bring the whole band?
Or he'll bring Toby Keith, because I don't know if he's a country artist anymore. I don't know what he is.
Well, they probably won't be having any ice cream.
6-6 When we come back, I want to get into the Mike Gundy comments. And what it's going to lead to here is what has to happen for everybody to come back. And I'm going to get into this by sport, all right, and tell you why it's tougher for college football than almost anybody else out there. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with John Height, Mickey Potter. We'd love to have you come back. Hour number two on the other side of a very short break right after.